7:50 at WEOL. We are in the middle of National Burger Month, and here to help us make a really outstanding burger is Chef Sharon Likens, a Senior Director of Product Innovation at Denny's. Good morning, Sharon. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm doing great. How are you?
Great. Okay. We want to make a real good burger. Where do we start? Does it start with the meat, and how do we get prepare it?
Well, absolutely. You start with the meat. It is Burger Month, and you're going to want to have 100% beef, maybe a little bit of salt on top, and you want to smash your burger, like we do, directly onto your flat top griddle. If you don't have a flat top griddle at home, you can certainly do this in a pan. But what that does is it creates a wonderful caramelized sear between the meat and the outside. So it really, you get that caramelized sear on the outside and a juicy burger on the inside.
When do I know it's time to flip my burger?
Oh, you will see the juice on the top will be clear, and you'll be able to just flip that burger right at that time. Normally, a burger about 4 minutes each side should be enough.
All right. And what about adding then the condiments or the accoutrements to the burger? Where do we want to start with that?
Well, you know, we start with your average accoutrements with the lettuce, tomato, onion, pickle. But what makes our Hollaback burger very special is we use an aged white cheddar cheese, crispy bacon, and of course a beautiful blistered jalapeno right on top.
Wow! In a blistered jalapeno, right? So you're kind of cooking that up a little bit, right?
Yeah, you just put it in a little oil for a minute or two, and you get this nice blistered skin. Those charred notes really come through. It brings out the flavor of the jalapeno.
That is really good. How long have we been eating burgers? Has this been like a centuries old? I mean, where do we think, is it America? Can we take claim to this thing?
You know, I'm really not sure about that, but at Denny's, you might know us for our fluffy buttermilk pancakes, but we actually have a really great burger. It's actually our best kept secret.
Chef, do you have any recommendations when it comes to a bun? Sometimes I go into a restaurant and I think I get way more bun than I need.
Actually, you do. You want a thicker bottom bun and a little bit on the crown, and you just get that nice ratio of burger to meat. You want a bun that is not going to take away from the star product, which of course is that beautiful meat in the middle. But you want to have a bun that's going to be a great supporting actor.
And that bigger part of the bun, bigger bun on the bottom, holds that juice that meat's going to have in it, right? Isn't that a little key to that?
Absolutely. And you can get even a little better with that. If you toast that bun, it'll even be a little stronger for you when you're using that burger.
So my only problem is when I load it with some of the lettuce and the tomato, the top part becomes slippery. Is there like an order of how you want, what goes on the bottom as opposed to the top when you were putting something like this together for Denny's?
Yeah, so actually, if you like mayonnaise is a great barrier to just kind of keep your bun from getting too soggy. And then if you start with your lettuce and build from there, finishing with your tomato and your pickle, which are your wettest ingredients, next to the meat and on the bottom, and then put your cheese on top, it'll make a nice combination. So when you bite through the burger, you'll have a nice experience.
And at what point does the cheese go on? Right at the last minute? I don't want it to like melt onto the grill or whatever, and I also don't want cold cheese when I want my burger.
That is a great point. You want that cheese to be nice and melty and creamy when it hits the table. So you want to put that cheese on just at the last minute and watch it. When it melts, you know it's done.
So we are talking this morning with Chef Sharon Likens from Denny's about the Hollaback burger, this jalapeno bacon. Where did this inspiration come for this? When did you think, these are the items I want to put on this burger?
Well, you know, at Denny's, ingredients are the most important thing to us. And we have this beautiful, fresh jalapeno in the back of the house. And so we just put it into the fryer, get a little bit of a blister on that burger. We actually have that as a side item in some of our California restaurants. And we noticed that our customers were ordering that a lot as a side item with their burger. And so we thought, put those two beautiful ingredients together for a for a challah back experience.
Yeah, that's good too. What does it do to the heat when you're cooking it? Does it temper it a little bit? Some people are a little scared of a jalapeno when they see that on the recipe.
Well, actually, if you want to do this at home, you can do this in a saute pan, and when you cook those, you can add just a little bit of vinegar, and that'll pull some of the heat out for you.
Oh, that sounds good. If you want to see it, get a hold of a look at what this looks like as well before just sitting down and looking at the menu, where's a good place to get some details and maybe some help with making our own burgers?
Well, for any information on any of our menu items, as well as the nearest location near you, just go to Denny's.com.
That sounds good. Chef, we appreciate your time this morning. Thanks for whetting our appetite today.